Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Crisp Sessions with Jamie Hutchinson.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, he's always going to be here. I don't know why I'm introducing him. Like, he's a guest. What a surprise.
Yeah, back.
You're only here for him, let's be honest.
No, come on.
Yeah. I think I'm very much hitching my wheel to your wagon here.
Yeah, but you're, I think you're the most popular dad man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everyone. That's like being the tallest dwarf, which I also am.
Yeah, the bars are very low there, to be fair.
What are we going to talk about today, Jamie?
Well, as we've covered, we don't know what order the episode's in, but let's just say this is the second one.
It's the third one we're recording, but we're hoping it's the second one out, maybe.
But hey, listen, you know us. We don't care about order, mate.
You know him.
Tom's actually very organised and good.
Yeah, yeah. That's why Jamie's doing a podcast with me, because I am organised.
Amongst other things. This week's crisp of choice, squares.
Squares.
Because we're in a couple of sharers.
Yeah.
We're in a couple of sharing, Chris. I mean, we thought we need to go a bit individually.
Individually, yeah. Squares definitely aren't a sharing, Chris, for me. If someone, you never see them at parties.
No, and also, I'd be offended if someone asked me for a square.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm eating squares, I'm eating them and I'm saying, these are my crisps.
Yeah.
But I do think they're a good pub crisp, though.
They're amazing. Well, I was just thinking of pub crisp etiquette. Pub crisp etiquette, there's unwritten rules. I won't come back with a round and say I've got squares.
No.
Really?
But if it was in a pub and I was on my own,
oh my god,
I'm having some squares.
Oh.
Or if I'm with my fiance who doesn't eat crisps, I'm having some squares.
Late night kickoff.
Yeah.
Under the lights.
Yeah.
Champions League night.
You've already had your tea.
You don't want, you can't.
You're not even hungry.
You don't want heavy crisp. Yeah. You just want something to crunch.
You want something salty to go with your pint.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going salt and vinegar in that situation.
My favourite square flavour is cheese and onion.
Right.
I think they're one of the best cheese and onion crisps out there.
I think they are, but if I'm pissed, I'm going salt and vinegar. If I'm going meal deal, I'm going cheese and onion.
Yeah, I can see that.
I would also buy these in a pub. Sometimes, I know, like if you go in the pub and you're getting a crisp when you're round, you carry them in your teeth. And you're bringing him back.
Oh my god.
You're splitting it down the middle.
Oh, it's Sunday. It's hot.
And you're giving them to everyone. But if I'm buying squares, if I'm like, I'm in the mood for some squares, if it's Champions League night and I want some squares, sometimes I pull out a big dog move and I'll buy just 4 bags of crisps. 4 different ones. I'll say, lads, I am feeding you. You will not die here.
Well, that's the perfect balance. What does raison d'etre mean?
My reason for detriment?
Is it? Is that what it does?
Don't know. Raison d'etre is just reasoning, isn't it, I think.
Is it? Fuck, I've got the right thing. That's so rare for me. But that, I love the ethos behind that, because you're, one, hitting perfect pub etiquette rule, if you're with other people, of thou shall share crisp. Yeah. But secondly, you maintain the integrity of the individual nature of that square brings.
Yeah, you're saying, look, you can all eat, but you can't eat mine. And I think sometimes you just got to pay a little bit more to get a little bit more.
Yeah, they're a good 13-year-old birthday crisp.
Right, okay. I think they're a good weapon crisp. They're a bit like a throwing star.
Yeah, they're light, though.
They are light. They are light, yeah. You're not getting full off them. Like I say, a meal deal, if you're having, it's when you're not really that hungry on a meal deal.
Yeah, they are a great addition. They go well with like just chicken and mayo sandwich. You're not really, really light. You're a bit down because you've put on weight.
How am I going to get myself better? I know, crisps.
Yeah, but they're like, they're proper Slimming World crisps, man.
Yeah, and they're quite small packets as well.
Yeah, they are defo menopause. I'm going to get another man crisp.
The problem as well with a multi-pack is they're really small and you got to have two bags. You're not having one bag.
I'd tear through that.
Yeah. To be honest, I try and stay away from multi-packs because I'm always annoyed by how the individual packets are, and then I just eat all six bags.
And the thing is, my mum gets Gippo crisp.
Oh, really?
She gets shit crisp, man. She does it to ward me off.
Like methadone?
Yeah.
She gets you methadone. Ah, Squares, methadone crisps.
No, Squares are amazing. But
Squares are full-blown crack.
She does, she has like a lunch box for dinner every day. So right. She gets like cheese curls.
Okay.
So like, they taste off quaver.
Yeah. Stuff bottom of the barrel quaver.
Yeah, Peppa Pig crisp, 50 frame them.
Do Peppa Pig crisps? I know, you didn't even know that.
Not even good novelty crisp, you know.
It's weird. You know, supermarkets all do like their own Christmas stuff, and some of them are really shit. Some of them are great.
Mm.
But the best supermarket crisps, and this is going to make me sound like a proper Tory, Marks and Spencer's. Marks and Spencer's do good crisps.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's in raison d'etre.
Do we know the episode title for this one? Jamie's reasons.
I'm going to say raison d'etre in every potential way it could mean, so one's right.
Well, that's your raison d'etre.
And then we can clip that. And then we can get the intelligent crowd.
You reckon there's an intelligent crowd listening to this?
Well, that's what I mean. We'll get them.
Oh, right. They'll be like, oh.
That's our fish. We'll
as
say
I bait.
We'll say it loads of times.
Yeah.
In different scenarios, whichever one works. But, and then we'll Google what does it actually
mean. You know what I really fancy? A raison d'etre.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bit raison d'etre.
Oh, look at the raison d'etres on her.
Oh, God.
One of them's got to be right.
One of them's got to be right. So, hello, intelligent people.
Maybe we'll just put, we'll make a clip to put on Twitter or Instagram, and it'll just say, raison d'etre, raison d'etre, raison, just over and over again.
So good.
I really admire his raison d'etre.
This d'etre has certainly been raised. Well, how was the podcast? The crisp content I could give or take. But the raison d'etre.
The raison d'etre, the shit out of it.
That d'etre was so raison.
You know what's funny, right? You know, sometimes you say a word for so long you forget what it means. It doesn't mean anything. We already didn't know what that meant.
What I like to do sometimes is talk to myself in the mirror. I'll stare at myself in the mirror sometimes. Sometimes talk until I think the reflection's another person.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
No.
So good.
You know what you should do? Look out of a window. I mean, well quicker.
No, because I like to play with myself.
Well, yeah.
You look in the mirror for so long, and then you start making yourself laugh, and then the reflection makes you laugh.
Right, okay. Do like Peter Pan with his shadow.
Yeah, you just, I don't know his raison d'etre. You just stare at the mirror until it becomes someone else. Like a magic eye.
Yeah.
It's so good, man.
I think that happens a lot quicker if you're pissed. If you look in the mirror and you're pissed, I'm like, it's an odd feeling.
Yeah, when you're off, I want to come down or something. It's really good. I also used to pretend to announce an award.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've done that.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, wait, you're not getting the reward?
No, I'm announced it. So it was always for, it was the BAFTA, and it was always for Best Actor. And I'd just go, and the nominations for 2016, the BAFTA nominations for Best Actor, like Lead Actor, are...
Raison d'etre.
Adam Judy in My Walls Are Dirty. Adam Judy, My Walls Are Dirty. And Adam Judy, My Walls Are Dirty.
Who are you in this? In this scenario?
The Northern Irish announcer.
Just a generic Northern Irish announcer, not a specific person.
And the BAFTA goes to Adam Judy, My Walls Are Dirty.
Who is this man? Is it just a made up man?
No, he's my mate.
All right.
I used to film it and send it him like 3 times a week.
Did he enjoy it? Is he a good actor?
No, he was just like, he kind of, I worked with him in the bookies and he just let me do my games and stuff.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I have like little sports I have to get out there to myself and things.
When you say your games, do you mean?
I've invented a lot of sports.
Right, okay.
And sometimes that leads into, I have to be an Northern Irish legend of TV announcing the Best Actor award.
Right.
And he has to win it because they said once, you look like you've got dirty walls.
I mean, we've all done it. The logic is sound as usual.
Yeah.
I do like inventing games. This is so stupid. So the last year of high school, me and 2 of my mates, we sat next to a window that had like the cord of some blinds. And basically the game was, you didn't want to touch that cord last, right?
Oh, no,
whoever touched it last, the others would go, you touched it last, until the next lesson.
Yeah,
and
then
it was only science, so you could go a couple of days.
Yeah,
if it was like a Friday, you got it all weekend. The last ever science lesson was so tense, because then you would touch it last forever, because we would never go back there, right? Craig touched it last. I'm still friends with him now, 20 years later. And every time I see him, I go, you touched it last.
Yeah, that's good.
It's so petty and stupid.
Me and my mate had the pen game in maths in year 11.
Right.
Where we just rob each other pens. And if you got 2 pens at the end of the lesson, you won. So we'd never get any work done.
Yeah,
but we'd already got our GCSE in year 10. So year 11 was just like, well, we've already passed, so we'll just ask about.
Swat.
So it's just the pen game.
Yeah.
Like, I got your pen and stuff. And like, teacher's like, you know, Why are you running up to question 2 and that, and you can't grasp.
Yeah,
it's like an honor system.
You'd have to say, because I've got 2 pens.
Yeah, you can't. No, but if the other person's got 0 pens, he can't say, oh, Jamie's nicked my pen.
Oh, yeah, you get it.
You're not allowed to do that. You just got to go, oh, yeah, I'll go with it.
But then meanwhile, you've still not got a pen.
You've still not got a pen, so you just got to blank it. So some of the games invented, right? Because today's obsession is going to be board game themed.
Yeah, today's obsession is games. Let's just go with games for now.
Scrabble, which we both love.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about Scrabble on Dead Men Talking.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about it again.
Right, so I'm going to go through some of the games I invented. And I'm going to end it with one of the most harrowing, heartbreaking moments of my life.
Okay.
Okay? Like, genuinely, when you let someone into your world and they turn back and bang... A raison d'etre in the back.
Oh, I did not see that coin. You pulled that out of a raison d'etre. Be a good neighbor magician. Raison d'etre.
What the reasoning?
Or a gladiator, like a mythical gladiator. Raison d'etre.
Yeah, next to Wolf and Jet. Raison d'etre.
Honestly, it could mean anything. I've got no idea what it means.
Sounds so good. So, game one. sort of go in order of importance. I'll give you a throwaway game. It's more physical. I'm more mental guy. Tybaldo. Yeah.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, let's go.
Do you have to tie up a bald man? First one to tie up a bald man wins.
Such a good game. You tie up a bald man, come Tybaldo. It's not what that is.
This guy is going, again, what is this with the bloody game?
That's an unbelievable game to play. Oh, doesn't play Tybaldo.
You just gotta find and tie up a bald man. The baldest wins.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. What a fucking game that is. Tybaldo. Equipment needed.
Yeah.
One quilt.
Yeah.
With a tie writing bed cover.
A what?
Draw like bed covers with tie writing on.
Right. I don't know.
It was big in 04.
Right. It's just one that you had.
I had one that I had.
Right.
And influence the name. You need one ball.
Right.
Mid-size to play in the living room.
So when you say mid-size, you're talking smaller than football?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Bigger than a tennis ball?
Yeah, size 3 foot maybe.
All right, okay, yeah.
And one friend.
Which bit did you struggle with there, Jamie?
And it's basically, you've got to keep the ball up.
Yeah.
Like volleyball. But you are kneeled in honour of the Thai cultures. You kneel on the quilt. You can't leave the quilt. The ball can't leave the quilt.
Yeah.
You've got to have one knee.
Yeah.
On, so you can stretch and stuff. And it's just a points game.
Okay. And you just both got to keep it up.
Yeah.
So it's like one bounce with football. You just keep the ball in the air. Whoever messes up loses.
But it always has to be on a tie bed cover. That is an absolute adamant.
If you don't have it on a tie bed cover, is it just called Baldo?
You're just not playing. You're just fucking a couple of freaks.
What if that tie bed cover's in the wash? Don't play.
How many times do you think I've washed my bed sheets? That's not a problem.
We had a game when we was at uni. One of my mates' halls was really high up, like, I want to say like 9 stories, maybe. It was really high. And we threw my mate's bag out the window and landed on the floor. So then the game was everyone else had to use their bag to try and get as close as they could to his bag.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like bowls, but high stakes because we're really high up.
Bowls.
And then also, but the annoying thing about the game was there was only three of us. There were only three bags. So then every time we played, we had to go down 9 stories and bring them all the way back up. And we played it for about 3 hours.
It's a good game.
It was a good game. Another thing we did was my mate was on a date in halls, and he was like, I don't think it was that high, but it was quite high on the halls.
Drop 3 girls. Yeah. So we had to get all our dates. Please come. Looked massive cocko.
Dead hard to hit one out of the way.
I need to report a race on that. There's 3 dead women.
Oh. So, this wasn't even a game. This was, he went on a date, but his door was always open. So we stole his mattress and threw it out the window.
Oh, that is hilarious.
But it landed on like another roof, like there was just one story.
Oh, right? My God.
So he could just never get his mattress back. But he brought this girl back on this date and he's like, what the fuck? He came running into my mate's room. Where the fuck's my bed? I don't know, mate, don't know. And finally we told him where it was. In the meantime, we'd throw loads of bricks on it as well, just in case he did try and get down. There was no way of getting it at all. It was just there.
What the fuck? What was the conclusion? Did you just bath the man in your mattress?
Yeah, you just got a new one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Mine was so innocent. Another game. Face card derby.
Right, let me guess what this is. Face card derby. I mean, I genuinely have not. You smash it, run it. It's like Destruction Derby, but with your face. And you've both got to hit each other in the face as hard as you can.
Oh, no. This is a one-person game.
Okay.
Well, so what you need, pack of cards.
Yeah.
Pen.
Yeah.
Paper. And a granddad.
You say it's a one-person game. Is your granddad not count as a person in this game?
He's a bit part player. So, I love horse racing.
Right.
It's one of my passions of life. Yeah. I also love playing cards.
Yeah.
I also love granddads.
All granddads. Does this granddad have to be your granddad?
Mate. Oh, you could play for his ashes? No. So, horses have like different ratings, do you know what I mean? Every horse has a rating.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, you're a 100 rated horse, and then this horse is at rated 150 and right up to 190, I think, at the moment. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, cards, famously, are numerical.
Well, they are for a bit.
Yeah.
And then they change to a weird royalty system.
And what are they called?
Jack, Queen, King, Ace. No,
but what they refer to?
Pitch cards.
Face cards.
Face cards. I'm not very good at cards.
Face card derby.
Face card derby.
So, I have a season and an afternoon.
Right.
So I have, and different horse races have different restrictions on, okay? So they'll have like, you know, only horses rated 0 to 100 can enter a certain race. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the best horses aren't going in these shitty races.
Yeah.
That's, you don't understand, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a league system, yeah.
Yeah, so then I have the sevens and eights stakes.
Okay.
So it's all the sevens and all the eights running against each other.
Yeah.
And this, and then I'll put odds, and I'll let my granddad bet on them. So I've got 8 of spades, 2-1 favourite, 8 of clubs, 4-1. And my granddad would have mythical bets.
Yeah. I say mythical bets, he's like, half a goblet.
I'll have
20 unicorns on the ace, please.
A raison d'etre, number 7. And then what you have to do is go in the other room. where your grand sleeps.
Hang on, let me write this down. The room where my grand sleeps, right? Yeah.
Right. You shuffle the cards. So say you're having the 7 and 8 stakes.
Yeah.
You shuffle all 8 cards. Yeah, the 4 sevens, 4 eights. Shuffle them, and then you draw them.
Yeah.
So like 8 of spades is in lane 1.
Yeah.
7 of diamonds is in lane 2. After the draw, you change the betting odds.
Okay.
Because draws are favourable to the right-hand side.
Okay.
So say if 8 of clubs is favourite, but it's been drawn in number 1.
Oh, it is, yeah.
That's my left pinky. You've got no chance.
I don't know what the rest of the game is. How do I know there's a chance?
So you shuffle them.
Yeah.
You shuffle.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Jimmy Savile sort of shuffle technique. Just for the cards, the Jimmy Savile technique.
Not for your granddad.
No, and the first one that touches the skirting board wins.
So you're just flinging him at the skirting board?
I'm not flinging. I'm...
Not a good description for an audio podcast.
Pushing. I'm pushing.
Pushing back into a bit.
Yeah, pushing, just caressing. But also doing the commentary.
Right,
during Blackpool, where you do the game where you throw the balls in the hole.
Yeah.
And number 8 on it. And so I go, hey, the spades on the outside, coming with a fish drive. Right. 7 of diamonds clinging on.
So you're just pushing them all at the same time, and it just so happens which one is first.
And the commentate, because one of my other big passions is commentary.
Oh, I'm a big fan of commentary, yeah.
So, and then the season, the afternoon at your grand's, culminates in the face card derby.
Oh, that wasn't the face card derby. They were just horses.
No, these are the warm-up races. I have a season.
Right. How many races are in a season?
Oh, there's loads of different. There's the fours and unders.
How long is it usually before your granddad just gets really annoyed?
No, he's like, you know, he encouraged me.
Yeah.
We used to play a game with my granddad where my granddad used to hold me under the bathwater.
That's not not a game. Hang on, by any chance, was this after about an hour of doing this horse game? Because I can understand his reasoning.
No, we used to play Guinness World Records.
Right.
Remember my granddad, Math, he used to go, say how long you can hold your breath.
So and he'd hold you under.
So I had a notebook of all, and he had a stopwatch. And we had a notebook of all, every bath I had. And then.
Is he training?
Every now and then, you'd write, new world record.
Oh my God, what a game.
So he's getting in the bath.
It's a way to get rid of you. Fucking hell.
And it culminates in the face card derby at the end.
Right.
Which is all the jacks, all the queens, all the kings, all the aces.
Right.
And it's a six, because normally I restrict it to eight, yeah. But the face card derby is like, granddad, it's a face card derby. It's a face card derby. Don't drown me.
So how many's in this one?
16. Four.
Oh, so you got two per finger?
Yeah, it's just a...
Right.
But you commentate and you're like, King of Diamonds coming through to defend his crown.
And your granddad's looking over going, have I caused this brain damage by putting him underwater? Lynn, can you get brain damage from holding your breath?
So, and then you'd write the winners, you know, who won the face card derby and stuff.
Yeah.
Because then it helps your commentary the next year.
Right.
Next afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
You could age you like, last year's winner, two in a row.
Yeah.
It's not been done since the Queen of Spades last Saturday.
Last Saturday? Back in the halcyon days. of a week last Tuesday.
Back in the halcyon days of March. And March was a strong era, wasn't it? I know, you didn't mess around in March.
Oh my God.
Some say modern April cards are a bit softer and the game's changed.
Did you have it on different surfaces? So some were good on the table and some were good on the
counter?
Well,
the thing is, if what I did do was when my gran's mum used to say, great gran Rose of the Big Tumour.
The Big Tumour? Was that a nickname, was it?
So there'd be a.
You know, Rosa, you know, big tumour. Oh, yeah. I know, big tumour. Big tumour and little tumour. Best of mates.
Bring your tumour to work, then.
People just go to have a bag of tumour. Well, that's a big tumour. Put mine in vinegar so it stays hard. Conkers. Imagine playing Conkers with tumours.
It's bad, a lot of skills now. Can't play tumours.
Can't do anything these days.
No, you can't have a game of tumours.
It's bloody raison d'etre.
Raison d'etre gone mad.
Speaking of games, do you want a game of tumours?
your bloody PlayStations and Xboxes. What did we have there? We had tumours. We were lucky.
We had one tumour between four of us.
Your Uncle Mark, he was good at tumours.
He could have gone pro. He
could have gone pro if it went for the short-term illness.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We've invented. I appreciate your games, but I think Tumors and Tybaldo.
Yeah,
I think they're games that we need to play.
And so she used to sleep on a mattress that still had its bag on.
What, like the plastic cover?
Yeah, because she pissed the bed a lot.
Right. So she just never bothered taking it off.
So I used to, when she stayed, I was like, oh, yes. Grandma Tuba's come round. With a pissy mattress.
Well, they bring the mattress with her?
Well, get it from the loft or whatever.
Oh, right, so okay. So she had a mattress at that house as well. Right. Yeah. She wasn't like, every time they picked her up, they'd have to bring a pissy mattress with them.
But what I could play then is go on her bed. And because, the plastic sheet, it all crease up and stuff, I could act like their fences, like the horses are jumping over cards. And if they flip over, it's like it's fell.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Got to put a tent around it and shoot it.
So there's different surfaces and stuff, but that was only special occasions when she come and stayed. And when she passed away, when she rested in peace, I was just like, I mean, one of the first
thoughts. I nearly said, what did she die of? But and you can all we all know.
She got through of a 9-story uni flat.
She had a bad case of raison d'etre.
He came in tunes. Oh. And when she went, I was like, fuck, that's the jump season gone. Right, all the winners down. The next one was the Chambers Cup.
The Chambers Cup. I think you might have told me about this. Is this the darts?
No.
No.
So, again, all you need is cards.
Right.
You need a dice.
Yeah.
One of pen and paper. Pen, no, not paper. Pen. And a Chambers dictionary, ideally pocket-sized.
Right.
So, you draw the cards out like the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And you like, and you have to do the voice, though. You have to do four of diamonds, at home two, eight of clubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seven of spades. We'll play seven of hearts. Ooh, a seven derby there. And then,
oh, repeat of last year's final.
And then you see what the highlight game is, and you save that till last because that's the TV game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 4 o'clock Sunday.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And you just roll the dice. So you roll it for the home team, so like the four diamonds, or whatever, three, and then you go to the eight of spades. Roll it four. Eight of spades goes through to the next round.
Yeah,
right. You have somewhere there's a three way, just because we need to whittle it down to 32.
Growing up in it, three-way.
We need to roll it down to 32.
Yeah.
And then last 16 in the final. The final, it's a two-roll final.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like 5-1, and it's like, you know, you still put it back. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. When four of hearts beat Jack of hearts after being 6-1. Oh, my God. Four of hearts is my favourite card.
Right, why?
Because it won the Chambers Cup like 3 times.
Oh, you're a glory hunter.
No, it's an underdog.
Oh, right, okay. Why is it an underdog?
Because it's a four.
But does it matter what number it is?
Yeah, you've got to have the narrative in your head before you go in.
Right, okay.
And my last game, this, you know, this one is the saddest one of my life. This is when I let someone into my world. It's very rare. I used to do that as a kid, very anxious kid.
Is this game called Bath Time with Grandad?
My cousin come round. Does he not do that with you? And he went, oh, I love bath time at granddad's when he drowns you. What?
He just lets me have a bath, Jamie. No, get ready for work.
Come on, you're going to be raised on that trip.
Granddad sounds the most sadistic. Oh, actually, I've got another theory why he's doing it, right? He's going, this kid's weird. I need a break.
No, he wouldn't hold me, like, grip me throat.
Oh, no, yeah, he's saying, just right, like, how long could you do this for? Because yeah, this sounds time. Quiet.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he's not even doing a time.
No.
Yeah, not as good as last time. Better, you know, you need to do longer than that. Just so he can have a fucking shit in peace.
This is... right, so this... I got too... I trusted someone too much. I had a game I invented.
Yeah.
Called the Wolfpack game. Bit unfair because that's the name of the teams, but we'll explain that. Fantasy five-a-side league. Yeah. So I'd do the players and assign them all teams. And it was a mix of classic players, modern players.
Okay.
So you could have...
Is this a one-player game again?
It should be, because when I invited player two, I was massacred, you know. And yeah, maybe that is why I've got trust issues now. I don't know. So it's... I had Wolfpack and, like, I had all these names. And again, it's just a dice system. There's eight teams.
Yeah.
League system. Oh, my God. I need to tell you about Snakes and Ladders match of the day as well. Eight teams, league system, top four, semi-final, final. Yeah? That's the league.
Yeah.
Again, it's just a dice roll. So Wolfpack 3, Gorton Rovers 2. Wolfpack win, yeah? No.
Very skill-based, your games, are they, usually?
Do you know what I love? Sports admin.
Did you have spreadsheets ready?
I just love roles of honour.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like... That's the beauty of Football Manager, in it, is the...
It's the
long-term story. Yeah, it's
the admin. Oh, there's the stories and stuff. Yeah. So, I used to play this of an afternoon, do you know what I mean? Summer holidays... Training. Oh, we can't play out. Gutted. Mum would dust off my dice.
No, Grandad, I don't want another bath. Well, I just got my breath back.
I'm a clean boy. I'm a clean boy now.
Once an hour is too much.
And you roll the dice and stuff. Anyway. The narrative became Wolfpack were plucky underdogs that was always the early men.
Right.
That they'd roll a 10 in a final and they'd get beat somehow.
Yeah. And they were Keegan's Newcastle.
They were Keegan's Newcastle's perfect. And do you know their rival team? Right. This is one of the cringiest things I've ever done. So I had Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Hero, Rocky Balboa, you know, the goodies.
Yeah.
Their evil nemesis were called TDQ. Oh.
Let me work out what that means. The Dead Queens?
No.
No. Is it the?
Yeah.
The Dirty?
No.
The Downtrodden?
No.
I don't know. I'm never going to get it.
This is what I thought was a good five-side name.
Yeah.
TDQ. The Dynamic Quintet.
The Dynamic Quintet. Imagine turning up to give a five-side. Who plays Taylor? The Dynamic Quintet. Ew. Laugh them off the pitch.
Yeah, well, they've got Dennis Bergkamp, so laugh at that.
I played generally for a five-a-side, well, a seven-a-side team called, we're called I Don't Know, so that every time someone said who we play, I go, I don't know. It's a stupid, funny thing that got us into all sorts of mischief.
Yeah.
Anyway, that team started playing for another team, and a few weeks after I started playing for him, their goalkeeper got done by the pedo hunters, right? And he went to prison. It was really bad, right? He's a pedo. And then slowly but surely, the players from, I don't know, started joining this new team. And then we won the league, right? And we got trophies and stuff. Someone said, should we give, I won't say his name, but the keeper, should we send him his trophy? Because he did play a few games, but also he is a pedo. I say, no, no, we can't do that. And then we, someone said, we should change our name to I Don't Know, now that we're all I Don't Know. And someone said, no, we should be called We Honestly Didn't Know.
Oh, yes. That's hilarious. That is so good.
But we never did. Yeah. I think he's out now. So if you're listening.
Hey.
I need a keeper. So.
I tell you, we will have you. TDQ. Bastards.
He wasn't very dynamic. He wasn't very dynamic.
They were bastards. So they were like,
were they?
They were like Mourinho's Chelsea, you know, 1-0s and proper Italian style.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I play this game and I've got sheets all over of top goal scorers and loads of stats, love stats. I've got loads of different pieces of paper all over. My cousin comes round. My mum just lets him in, and I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm caught."
You're embarrassed.
I just felt, "Oh, blood red, what's all this?" I went, "Oh, no, nothing." He went, "What is it?" And I explained the game meekly. I went, "Fuck, that sounds class. Can I play?" I went, "Really?"
So, who wants to play with me?
You'd play Wolfpack with me. I went, do you want to roll for the away team? And I'll roll for the home team. I was like, oh my God, this is so smooth. And I was getting like, yeah, you're right. And then you write the stats down there.
Yeah.
And stuff. You've got to do the commentary and everything. So you just got to go. And it's a four. When the pressure's on, they come out with a five. That's just typical TDQ, Clive. You know, we've seen this over the years.
Who'd have thought Stuart Ripley could get a nine?
They're not put off. They're not put off by a thing like four. They just roll their dice and get on with the game.
Listen, he might have got a one, but you got to put that behind you.
That's why I always say, concentrate on your dice roll.
Is there a question mark about his evens, Clive?
That's what it's like.
He only does odds. He's very one footed.
Yeah, he's got a wand of a left roll.
Look, he's almost a complete player. If there's one thing he's got to work on, it's his threes.
That's what I mean.
It's his doubles.
So if I'm doing long form, obviously you can fight through seasons if you want, but if I'm doing long form, I then roll to see who scored. So at the five, whoever gets the highest, I got they scored the goals.
Right, okay.
Stuff. Okay.
So if a team gets a nine, then you've got to roll.
No, well, it's majority of the season is just one roll.
Right.
So I'll say.
Why am I genuinely interested now to play this game?
Right. So say they get a six. Yeah. Six goals.
Yeah.
You roll the dice for each player.
Yeah.
Outfield. So four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And say one's got, and then the ratio wise is. Someone got a six, and say the team won 4-2, there's four goals. Someone got a six in determining the goal score. Someone got a six.
And the other's got one.
Two got a three, and one got a one. It's a brace for the six,
and one each
for the three.
Yeah.
Just ratio wise. Yeah. Okay. So that's just when I'm playing long form.
Why does it logically make sense?
It's so good. And then I have top goal scorers, I have Player of the Year awards, Young Player of the Year.
Team of the Season?
Team of the Season, transfers.
They have transfers, you have free agents.
Oh my God, when TDQ signed Seedorf from Wolfpack, that was my Figo.
No, it wasn't.
That was my Luis Figo.
Right.
Seedorf and Wolf.
Was there only two teams as well?
No, there's eight teams. Right, they're the old firm.
Yeah, yeah. Big rivals.
Massive rivals.
The Mighty Ducks versus the...
Massive rivals.
The Mighty Ducks played.
Unbelievable rivals. But I just had an affinity to Wolfpack because they always come unstuck. They always got beat. Didn't really win championships and stuff.
Yeah, abused by the grandads.
I mean, they had good eras.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They had like, you know, I mean, they could have a superb June, but you wouldn't hear them till August.
Yeah. they always raise on Detra, didn't
they? Yeah, they live in the past. Well, you're on the History Channel. It's like, well, June again. Well, you can't compare June to August football.
The dice is different size.
Could you do it on a wet plate?
A wet plate on a Tuesday afternoon.
So, got all my admin is so the level of when I play long form. I did short form with my cousin because I'm like, I need to bed you into it.
Yeah.
And like, when he just, because he was trying to join in, because I don't want to scare off a friend, he's like, oh yeah, we'll give 2 goals to Zamorano. And I mean, you can't do that.
It's a good idea, but I'll tell you why you can't. You can't just give players goals, can you? Because that wouldn't be a game.
No. So the 2 go to Stefan Effenberg. We've talked about this.
He got the highest rule. It goes on ratios how many times?
Don't make me raise your dad. Mom! Mom, Liam's been a raise on Detra again.
Don't raise your Detra with me, boy.
So he goes, it's a mint game. Yeah. I went, really? But yeah, I'll come down tomorrow. We'll play it again tomorrow. I went, buzzing. Now, this is where it gets weird.
This is the weird bit, is it?
This is the weird bit.
Right, okay.
This is one of the most... Can you imagine how crestfallen I was at this moment?
Okay.
Right? I've shared... I know the game's embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? I'm 13.
You're 13? I thought it was like 8. 13's quite old for this game.
A mate.
How old is your cousin?
Same age.
Same age, all right.
We're born a few days apart. He comes round my house.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, should we play Wolfpack? That's just what we called it. Should we play Wolfpack? I go, yeah, yeah. Oh, let me show you what I've done upstairs. And in the night, I stayed up to midnight and transformed my room to a Wolfpack club shop.
Okay.
So I got my chest of drawers out.
Yeah, yeah.
Made it look like a till.
Yeah.
I drew flags and put like 1999 crossed out 999 today only. I designed shirts with like the players on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Zamorano 9 and.
Yeah, yeah. 1+8.
1+8, yes. Oh, that's good not to love that. And just like loads of merch. Drawn on pieces of paper and blue tattoo on my room.
Just a bit more admin.
And I went, look what I've done, I've made a gift shop for Wolfpack. And he went, the fuck are you doing that for? I went, oh. And he went, lad, you can't be doing that. You know, and taught me down. Just taught me down off a ledge. Can you imagine how excited I was to have someone in my room? I went, I don't really want to play this game anymore.
Oh, no. I mean, he was right. Why are you making a club shop? Club's not real. Who are you selling stuff to?
Just wanted to live in that world.
I think, so you're making a shop which is a lot of admin, and the game is all admin-based, right?
Oh, I love stats, man.
You love stats, you love admin. We've established that today. But the Jamie I know isn't really an admin guy. Didn't you say the other day, I just don't bother with tax?
No.
Probably cut that out.
That's fine. No, the thing, it's the sports admin, it's the record of achievement, you know, like,
yeah,
I love Rolls of Honor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There used to be one, right, in the, when JJB started making massive shops and they'd have Rolls of Honor, they'd have like the league and the cup winners. And then I remember the first one, I'd go JJB all the time, just to look round, never even buy anything, just look round at the footballs and that. And I'd go down and I remember thinking, I think it was like 97 maybe, and then 98 came, the season finished, I can't wait for them to update that role of honour. And they just never did. Every time I went in, I was dead excited about it. And what a stupid idea from JJB's if they're going to update that every year.
Well, I told you at the darts one, didn't I, when I used to write them back of shower gels.
Yeah, yeah.
When we darts woke up and I took a girl home.
I don't think it's over that bit.
Right.
Oh, so no, yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
Took a girl home. A little bit of raison d'etre later. She's got raison d'etre all over her face.
Get a bad case of raison d'etre. Oh, dear. It makes me itchy just thinking about it.
It's some antibiotics that raison d'etre does.
She's got RD. She's riddled. She's riddled with raison d'etre.
Oh no. And she went, what's all this like? It's got countries on the back of shower gels. Wow. Places I want to visit.
Of course it is. I mean, we're going to talk about Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble's good.
Scrabble, I think, is the game.
Because it's squares and square crystals.
Yeah, we were like, there's a link here. There's some thought that goes into this. Yeah. I mean, it was literally the thought that we had about 10 seconds before turning the camera on. I was massively, like, addicted to online Scrabble. So much so that I can't play it anymore because it genuinely ruined my life, like, almost. Like, I can't. I would dream about it and stuff. And, like, I would lie in bed thinking about, right, if there's an A there and an O there and a triple there, I'd love to have a Z there. Imagine having a Z there.
Oh,
you got triple and triple.
So
is that. Oh, it's been amazing. Them two-letter words are beautiful. But then I could never stop thinking about J's. J's got in my head, and I was like, what would I do with a J there? It was brilliant. Once I got a triple-triple, and it was just...
What's that? How do you get that?
A triple-triple is getting two triple-word tiles in one letter. It's very rare. In one word, sorry. It's very rare. Because you have to have... Obviously, there's only seven letters and they're eight apart. So there has to be a letter already in the gap and you can spell out a full eight-letter word.
And you get 50 points extra as well.
You get 50. You get triple word again and your 50 bonus points for using all your letters. It's called a bingo. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was all right at bingos.
Yeah.
I think maybe... the tactical placement of them, maybe.
Is yeah, where
I'd probably fall down.
That's where I was good. You got to play the yeah, board, not the letters.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a suffix man.
Yeah. The ing are the best three letters to have.
Ings.
Yeah.
Any three letters.
You've pretty much got a bingo.
Any three letters.
Yeah.
Ears as well. IERS.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, beautiful. The S is the most important letter.
Oh my god, S unlocks so much, man.
I fucking love it. But yeah, it got it. I would like, I'd miss days of work to play Scrabble and stuff and like spend loads of money on the extra bit where you spend money.
Oh, in the tournament stuff.
Yeah. I got like just too into it. So I would love to play once again, but there's no way I can download the app on my phone.
Do you think that is the most pathetic addiction anyone's ever said?
I think it's up there. Yeah.
It's bang up there, isn't it?
The thing is, it sounds silly. So every time I tell someone, they're like, oh, that's stupid. But it was genuinely a really bad thing that happened.
Yeah, no, but it's still stupid.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid, yeah. I realise how silly it is. Like, I couldn't tell anyone for ages.
Yeah.
And then I told them Dead Men Talking, and now people ask about it all the time.
Yeah. I used to play Snakes and Ladders to myself.
Right.
And I got really addicted to just... I used to have a giant Snakes and Ladders.
Right.
So sometimes my mum sends me to... Sometimes my naughty. So my mum would send me to my room. Play Snakes and Ladders on my own.
So you were naughty on purpose so that you could play Snakes and Ladders?
Yeah, because I was just like, yeah, so I'll send her to my room. She'll think she's got one over me, but I'll get like, well, let's get a giant Snakes and Ladders out.
Yeah. Open up the shop.
So it's a giant map version. And the best thing ever was the counters all interlinked.
Right.
So they could connect. Very important from what I'm about to say. So you play the game, the six colours, red, blue, black, white, and green and yellow.
Yeah.
And you just play a season. So you play each other twice.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, red versus black. And then say red won on 100 and black was on 69, for example. That's red 3 points with a plus 39 goal difference.
Right.
So you'd play a round of fixtures, and then you'd edit the league table, and then because you'd do match of the day at the end, and God knows, It's a good game for the Reds today. As they went 39 points clear. And let's have a look at the league table before we go. And it's like, and Yellow moves to the top of the table. And it's Yellow and Red next week for the big title crunch.
I feel like this game, right, has a lot of admin involved for goal difference, which probably doesn't come in that handy. There's not that many teams that are tied on points.
No, it could.
Yeah, it could.
Because it's 3-0.
Right. How many games are they playing?
10. Yeah.
Okay.
So you could get some on 24, you know, well, not 24, 8 wins and 2 losses. Like, you'd get some on, like, 18 points.
Yeah, yeah.
And another team on 18 points, but Yellow's a plus 72. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you could get battered in Snakes and Ladders.
You could lose 100.
That's the game. Yeah, yeah. That's how good the game is.
Did you start them all on 0 or on 1?
All on 0.
Okay. You'll get me like I'm a fucking cunt.
You know. But then there's derbies.
Yeah.
So, Red and Blue's a derby. Green and Yellow derby. And then famously, Black and White. If history's taught us nothing, that's...
Oh, what happened in the Black and White derby? It's really tense.
Very tense. Horrific chanting.
Yeah, this means more than just Snakes and Ladders.
Horrific chants. But you'd connect the league table and just commentate and just, just let me be free.
Be free. You're saying be free, right? You're very much not free because it all comes down to the dice and the numbers and the admin.
Yeah, I know. It's great, though.
Yeah.
Just to be in charge of that world, you know. Not even to be in charge, just to be a part of it.
Just to have friends.
I love recording stuff, man.
I used to do it a lot with FIFA when I was a kid, and I'd do like the commentary on. I'd turn the commentary off and do the commentary of that. And I'd do, it was before they had Man of the Match in and stats on FIFA, but it was a time on Sky when they'd have like a vote. And so I would pretend of what the vote was, and it'd be like Andy Cole, 17%. David May, good game, 28%. Other, 16%.
Yeah.
Draw it out and stuff, but. Yeah, not to your levels of weirdness.
It's not weird.
Is it not? Is it? Is it often that people say, I used to do this exact thing?
I think people have, though, they lean into games a lot.
Right.
It was just the recording of stats.
Yeah, yeah, mate. Again, I think we've established your, a trendsetter. In what was we talking about the last episode? With the peppercorn sauce and the pie. You were doing this before Football Manager existed.
Yeah,
you were just making your own version
systems,
of that.
Yeah. Players of the year,
yeah,
and just like you know, build up these rivalries and like Vanessa Roy and Henry was like proper. Yeah. I was like, fucking hell, Zamorano and someone else. I always remember Zamorano being really good at Wolfpack.
Being good. It's dice. He's not good, is he?
You just got to build in the narrative. That's what's missing a lot.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Just create your own world, man.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So that's what we think about squares.
So, yeah, cheese onion squares to conclude.
In conclusion, the raison d'etre of squares. Probably salt and vinegar, I'd say, in a pub, and cheese and onion out. Ready salted is probably the least favourite.
Yeah, it's least favourite, but it's a bit concerned.
A lot of squares are square.
Squares are square. A raison d'etre est some raison d'etre.
Hey, me raison d'etre is some raison d'etre. A raison d'etre in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Oh, God, what fucking London nonsense.
Yeah, well, if you've enjoyed it, subscribe. And that's what people want.
Let us know in the comments what your homemade games as kids.
Yeah, what's your raison d'etre?
What does raison d'etre mean to you and the dictionary?
Because it means something different to all of us. What's your personal raison d'etre? What raison d'etre have you overcome? Well, yeah, subscribe.
Yeah, I'm on tour. Buy tickets.
Yeah.
Bye.
Can I come?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Of course. Yeah. You're, if anything, Tom, you're my raison d'etre.
Right, see you later.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.